what I love about it is as we continue walking down, you can see like this is the well-to-do homes. You know, the turning point. Mm-hmm. Merchant families, they had money, they came out here and bought these beautiful homes. They stored their horses on one side. We start to see as we move down, like the carriage house type look. It's really gorgeous. I'm gonna bring you guys right over here. So this is West 14 West 10th Street. And it's famous for a couple of things, but the biggest right here, Mark Twain lived here. Mm-hmm. And interesting guy, Mark Twain. Writer, you know, poet. And he actually didn't believe in ghosts, so we've heard. But we think that he's still around. People thought that they've seen him in the back, like when they were taking out the trash or whatever, like the steps where I guess where he used to live in one of the back apartments. And people thought that they've seen him. Interesting story. I had a clairvoyant or a medium or somebody who was sensitive on my tour. Before we even got here, we were just walking up through the park, and she pulled me aside and she said, I have to ask you this. She's like, did you know that there's a man in white that walks with you? And I said, what?
Oh my God.
She's like, yeah, he wears a white suit. She's like, do you know what I'm talking about? I said, funny you should ask. I'm taking you over to where he lives. And she's like, oh, well, he likes what you're doing. And I was like, wow, cool. Mark Twain likes me. I was like, what?
Love validation.
Yeah, I love validation. Yeah. So sometimes I'll say stuff and I'm like, am I crazy? What did I just say? So with the research that we've done, as far as this house, I don't know if I can be quoted on this. This is all just by Ghosts of New York and the other tour guides putting information together. So we think that it was one stop as an underground railroad stop. We think that it also belonged to a very, very well-to-do family that eventually sold it off into apartments. So they're all now apartments, but it was one big house, one big mansion. It's pretty big. And it is rumored by one of the, there was a woman that lived here who also was a psychic, and she wrote this book saying that she could feel the ghosts in the building, and there's at least 25 of them. Now, it's, you know, and people ask me sometimes, I've even had other intuitives, like my friend Dre, she came on my tour, and she said, Amada, why aren't we going over here? Amada, why aren't we going over there? I was like, if we keep going to there and here, we're not going to have a tour. So it's not completely out of the blue to think that some of these houses might have ghosts that maybe don't know that they're all together, or maybe they do know that they're all together. But in the situation with this house, it also has a really scary story that was a true story. And it's the story of Joel Steinberg. I don't know if you guys look like you're too young to know who Joel, and you know because you looked it up. But so it's called the House of Death. It actually has a scary name. It's called the House of Death. Joel Steinberg, very well-to-do, I believe he was like a lawyer, and his wife, they were very rich. They couldn't have kids, so they adopted a child, young girl by the name of Lisa. And I think for a while it was okay, but something started to happen with him. This is like the 80s, I'm talking about like 83 or something. And back then people did a lot of coke, and drugs, they say that drugs are gateways to other things. And he and his wife started to have problems, and they used to get into fights, and it got so bad, you know, you would hear stuff falling, lamps breaking, the neighbors call the cops on the noise, you know, and the cops show up, and she's like with a black eye and her arm in a thing, and she says, I fell, it's nothing, you know, da, da, da. And they're like, can't do anything if she doesn't say that he did it. So, you know, whatever the situation. So then, the next time that something happens, it's like, same thing. Can't do anything unless she says something. And then they realize, the neighbors start going, where's the little girl? Didn't they have a little girl, like an adoption? Like, what happened to her? And this is before we really had caseworkers checking on people. Like, during the 70s and 80s, they just kind of, like, come and get them. You know, like, have you ever seen the movie Annie? It's like, come, just come, you know, it's like, literally, like... So really, there wasn't even, like, a caseworker. And... finally, the neighbors call for Lisa specifically, and when the cops get here, they bust through the door. Lisa's in a ball, on the ground, severely beaten, like, on the edge of death. and they pick her up and they take her to a nearby hospital where she passed away. And so she didn't die in the house at all. And Joel was somewhere speeding up in the Bronx or somewhere on a highway. He got pulled over because they found him right away. And when they pulled him over and arrested him, he was high as a kite. And he's like, well, why are you arresting me? Da 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 da. And when he gets arrested, they say, well, you know, you're for the murder of this little girl. And he's like, I didn't do it. To this day, he claims he didn't do it at all. He claims he didn't do nothing. Nothing to his wife, nothing to her. He went to prison for 20 years. He got out like a few years ago. He lives up in the Bronx somewhere. Back to whatever. To this day, he claims he didn't do it. He claims he was possessed. He must have been possessed. So that brings you to a whole other part of the tour where we're thinking, is that possible? Can demon possession, is there angels? Is there demons? I don't like to go into religious. I'm no Constantine or nothing, you know. I don't know if you guys ever saw that movie. It was actually a really good movie. Yeah. It was based off of a comic book story. But was it Keanu Reeves? You guys have to see it. It was so good. So he claims he was possessed. And the scary part is that the place is haunted.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder, do ghosts, do angry ghosts, if they are an energy that have unfinished business, is there something to it that they can affect us? And so sometimes, like on the ghost stories, they'll actually, I forgot which one it was, but one of them, it's like, that's his thing. Like, he's demons. Like, he goes and he talks to people and they'll have like these, they'll like get like somebody to come and do a ritual, you know, and try to like pray over you. And they put like the cross on him and it'll burn. It's like, how, you know, like, is that something that psychosis, like, is that something that we do to ourselves because we believe in it so hard? And if you think about it, like, when you're in an emergency situation, like, you see, like, a car and it ran over a dog or a child or something, like, people get, like, that adrenaline rush and they're, like, you know, and they can, like, pick up heavy things, you know, and just, like, how did I do that? It was a miracle. So it makes you wonder. I don't know.
Did you hear the story about how one of the people that lived there, Jan Bryant Bartel, brought a medium in, and the medium became possessed by this 19-year-old girl whose name is Renee Mallison, and started screaming at Jan about how she, like, her husband was killed in the Civil War by Lincoln, and she, like, wanted them to leave and stuff like that. So it was really interesting that you said possessed.
Yeah.
Because that's the word that they used in her book.
Yeah, that's what they claim. He claims that he was possessed, that he didn't do it. And it's just crazy. It's like, dude, you were an asshole. Like,
yeah.
Straight up. Just own it. You know, you did it. You know. I don't know. So, anyway, I wouldn't want to live here, not even if you gave it to me. Even though this is my favorite block, I wouldn't live here. A little too scary for me. Because I like positive things in my life. But anyway, I always like to say goodbye to the ghosts who may reside here. I'm going to bring you guys over to a friendlier ghost. I think you guys will like her.